Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, Shir Spanso, Luinish Masar, Biakoshom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Momatzio Dav Tzadikhes. The Gemara Amud Beis speaks about a case that someone took an animal, Besheilo, and then it turned to be a Schirus, or it started Beschirus, and then it turned to be a Sheilo. And the Gemara discusses if Schirus Besheilo, Meshach Shaycho, is Schirus could it be a continuation of Sheilo, or is Sheilo Beschirus Meshach Shaycho? Is a Sheilo continuation of Schirus. And the reason is because Schirus, you have a Gneva Vavedo, Sheilo, you have a Gneva Vavedo, you have in other things too. So that's why the question is it continuation or not? One error to be made is that Schirus, it's a Machlokes if you have a Gneva Vavedo. It's a Machlokes of Meir and Reb Yehuda. And the Gemara even brought two versions who holds what. So it's not so clear that Schirus, you have a Gneva Vavedo. The Gemara says you could over Pasha. And why didn't the Gemara speak about a Shomer Sachar? Someone who was a Shoyel and turned to be a Shomer Sachar, or is a Shomer Sachar turned to be a Shoyel? Bishlam from a Shomer Chinom to a Shoyel we didn't speak about, because it's a Machlekes if you have Din of Baal of Imoy by Shomer Chinom, as we saw earlier. But why didn't we speak about Shomer Sachar, which is clear cut? So one could say a peep shot, because it's a little hard to give a scenario when someone is borrowing an animal, and then he becomes the shomer in the animal. It's easier to have a case with someone who's borrowing an animal for free, and then he's actually paying for the animal and starts renting it. But based on what we learned in Daf Tzadik Gimel, the oimik, the hidden message of Arba Shomrim, then maybe it makes sense that we're talking about the connection of Sheil and Tzchirus. So let's go back to what we learned over there. Learn brought there two nekudos that Gedolei HaMeforshim explain. One is what the Shlo says. The Shlo explains that Arba Shomrim have to do with different types of Yidin. Shomer Chinom is someone who is a tzaddik, who does everything for free for Kodesh Boch. And if a Kodesh Boch who says that he is potter from Oinsim, because tzaddik, and tzaddik borot she'aset tov lo yechto, and he's basically potter from everything. Then comes the Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is someone who does something al menas lekabel schar. He's doing it for the reward. So there, you do have an obligation of Gneva Vavedo, not to waste time and not to pretend to be something you're not. But then, what is a shoyel? What is a soich? So says the Shlo. A shoyel is someone kol ha'ano shelo. He's benefiting, enjoying, indulging in the world, and he doesn't really believe in schar voynish. He's just doing things with no cheshbon. So he'll be chayav even an oinsim, and he says, what does it mean by oinsim? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu will even cause him to do averus. And what is a soicher? So explains the Shlo, that a soicher refers to someone who is giving money and he's expecting something in return. A noisin zdoka machi yichevni. He gives zdoka, he does things with his money, and he's expecting Kodesh Baruch Hu to give him something back. So says the Shlo, well, it depends. If he's doing it anyway, he's just giving his duck in any case, regardless of the result, and he just is hoping that's going to help, so that's fine. And that's going to explain the shita that a soicher is a shomer chinom, is mamash tzaddik. But if he does it, and he's conditioning that what he's giving his duck is because he wants something in return, he's doing something with his mom and he wants something in return, and if not, he's not really willing to give it, so then he has a din of a shomer socher. Because then he's lacking in the emunah. He's not believing Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing what needs to be done anyway. He wants a result. He was giving money for that effect. That's what the Gemara says, that only by umasoyim, the goyim, are the ones that when they give something, they expect in return. Am Yisrael should not be that way. So according to this, the soicher, who's chaving Rebbe Baveda, and the shoyel, according to the Shlo, they're very close to each other. They're meshach shaykh to each other. The Shoyel is someone who doesn't believe in Tzchar Noinish, and the Soicher is someone who doesn't really believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him what he's supposed to, and he's trying to affect it by giving money. So that's why maybe they're Meshach Sheikhi, they very belong to each other. And we mentioned here, the second point was the Ramah Yipano. And the Ramah Yipano tells us that the four Shoyim are connected to the four letters of Shem Havai. Yud is the Shoyim Echinom, Hey is the Soicher, Vav is the Shomer Sachar, and the second Hey is the Shoyel. Now the Kabbalistic meanings of how the four letters connect to the four Shomerim, this is not the scope of this shir. But one thing we do come out from this Ramah Yipano, The which letter represents Soicher? The first hey. And which letter represents a Shoyel? The second hey. They're both a hey. Kayedua, that the first hey of Shem Havayah and the second hey of Shem Havayah correspond to each other. That's why it's the same letter. So it's very meduyuk. It says in the Gemara that Sheila and Tzchirus are Meshach Shaiche. They connect to each other. They both are the hays of Shem Havayah. So even if you don't understand the oimik of the Inyan, at least Rem is Yesh Badover, how they connect. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.